details on what an audit of the city of Lindsay found, a closer look at the victims of police car chases, and more high-speed internet projects are set to begin. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. The state auditor found significant mismanagement and a lack of financial oversight in the city of Lindsay in Garvin County. The district attorney requested the forensic audit. Auditor Cindy Bird says the investigation focused on 2019 to 2022. Some of the problems she uncovered: the city underbilled commercial customers by about $1.5 million. Two city employees and two city council members received utility services despite not making payments. And credit card expenditures in excess of $223,000 per year, many without purchase orders and without any board approval or oversight. Bird says while the audit found numerous examples of mismanagement and deficient oversight, less than $2,000 were considered fraudulent. An investigation by the Tulsa World and Lee Enterprises examined 68 fatal Oklahoma police car chases that killed 79 people between 2016 and 2022. KGOU's Hannah France reports they found about one out of four of those killed were not involved in the chases.
Additionally, the investigation found most of the fatal pursuits were prompted by traffic violations or property crimes. This goes against a 2023 recommendation from the United States Department of Justice and the Police Executive Research Forum that police chases only take place in response to violent crimes where there is an imminent threat to the public. The investigation found only two deadly pursuits in the seven-year span matched that criteria. Of eluding drivers who died in these pursuits, more than a fourth were 21 years old or younger. Their investigation also notes three fatal crashes resulting from Oklahoma police chases during the examine period were not described as such in collision reports. I'm Hannah France.
Education stakeholders gathered in Tulsa Tuesday evening to launch a grassroots policy initiative for Oklahoma schools. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the project aims to develop proposals for lawmakers before the 2026 legislative session.
Better Outcomes for Oklahoma's Kids is organized by Advance Oklahoma's Kids, a coalition of several statewide organizations. Over the next year, the project plans to hold a series of community forums and listening events to help guide legislative priorities. 2023 National Teacher of the Year Rebecca Peterson, a Tulsa Union Public Schools educator, says her focus is raising teacher pay and allotting more paid planning time.
We just can't keep relying on altruism to get the job done, right? There are very few jobs where we expect people to do their job without being compensated for all that goes into that job.
To add input to the organization's legislative agenda, you can fill out a survey at advanceokkids.org. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Oklahoma Broadband Office is launching more broadband expansion projects in southeastern Oklahoma. The projects aim to improve access to high-speed internet service in 10 counties. The office is partnering with internet service provider Chisholm Broadband. A launch event will be held tomorrow afternoon in Colgate. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.